Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We are talking about production efficiency in today's program. Now, remember last time we talked about a conversation between Kathy and Frank. Kathy was visiting the factory. Kathy is from the board of directors or represents them or something like that.
Sure.
And then Frank is probably the manager of the factory. So she came to talk to him to get some of his advice on how to improve efficiency.
That's right. So, of course, his first concern was, oh, what are we doing wrong? Are you guys upset with us? Because he is the supervisor of the factory. He, of course, wants to do a good job and please the board of directors. You can lose your job if you don't do a good job, especially in the U.S. We fire people. I know firing people is not very popular in Taiwan. But sometimes if you're inefficient, lazy, you don't come to work on time, hey, you can be fired. So he wants to know, he wants to just be reassured that they're doing okay. And she says, yeah, we're very satisfied with the work you're doing. But, you know, it's probably time to do a good review, look at what's going on in the factory. So maybe we can improve our production somewhere. We can improve our efficiency. So they finished talking, Tom, and what did they decide?
Well, they decide to hire a consulting firm, and that's what they're going to do. So hopefully that consulting firm can come in there and do some troubleshooting and figure out what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. And at the end, they can improve their production efficiency, and they won't have to go bankrupt and lose all their business to some cheap company in China or something like
that. That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the advice that we have for today in improving production efficiency. Let's read the entire contents of our article for today one time.
After reviewing the production facility and all the data in the report above, we have a number of recommendations, which, if followed, should increase production efficiency by approximately 8%. First, you should review your raw materials suppliers. The raw materials you are getting may be cheap, but their quality is of some concern. They need additional processing, which your facility does on site. However, if you bought higher quality raw materials, you could cut out this stage and speed up the manufacturing process. Next, we recommend that you develop and implement a new set of standard operating procedures, SOPs, that explain how each task is performed. Each SOP should be presented in the form of a simple checklist in order to make it clear and easy to follow. Furthermore, SOP should not include ambiguous instructions that require employees to make their own decisions, as this will inevitably result in different employees taking different actions. Finally, there are a number of alterations that could be made to the facility. These include new machines as well as reorganizing some of the storage and operating spaces. Appendix 1 details these modifications, their cost, and the projected savings of both time and money over the course of a year. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you require any clarification on the information contained in this review. We thank you for consulting us and wish you all the best in the future.
Okay, it's time for us to talk about today's conclusion from this consulting firm. Now, Stephanie, as a person who has worked in a consulting firm before, what is your general opinion of this report?
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, I haven't been in the factory, but I like some of their recommendations. So this is the concluding chapter of a report, you could say, that they put together. Typically, when a consulting assignment or job is finished, you'll present the client with a report, a written report of what's going on. You'll also sit down and present to them with using slides, with PowerPoint slides. So I think it sounds reasonable. I haven't seen the factory, and I'm not an expert on manufacturing, but it seems reasonable. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't worked for a consulting firm before, but it does seem rather professional here. It does get straight to the point and mentions some of their suggestions without going into too many details, because that would take a long time. But they've also included some other reports and charts and graphs and
sure.
maybe a slideshow, as you mentioned there. So, and they'll have a meeting as well to clarify these things. So, again, this is the conclusion of the consulting firm. And it begins by saying, after reviewing the production facility and all the data in the report above, we have a number of recommendations which, if followed, or mm-hmm. if you follow these recommendations,
right.
They should increase production efficiency by approximately 8%. So this is the first paragraph here, and it pretty much establishes the mood of the writing here, what they're trying to present, what they're trying to tell the receiver here. They have reviewed the production facility, which is basically the factory or the buildings or whatever. They've also got some data, probably some of the manufacturing data, how many products they produce in a day, the raw materials that they use, electricity costs, stuff like that. And so they have some recommendations based on all that information. And they say, if you follow these recommendations, if you do what these recommendations suggest, then your production efficiency may improve by approximately 8%. Approximately means, yeah, maybe 7, maybe 9, but more or less 8%.
Right. So in the next paragraph, they start going through some of their recommendations in detail here. First, they say you should review your raw material suppliers. Now, if you're a manufacturer, you have different suppliers who provide you with the materials that you need in order to make your final product or products. If it's a raw material, it means it's not in its final form. For example, if I make furniture, some of the raw material might be some fabric, might be some pieces of wood, but not wood that's in any form yet, right? The wood's going to be delivered, and then we're going to use our hammers and saws to put things together. So they've got different suppliers, as most manufacturers do. And sometimes when you have a lot of raw materials, you want your suppliers to give you the best price they can, and so sometimes you'll deal with different suppliers and use one because they give you a better deal one month than the next.
Right. So, again, we're talking about the raw materials here and the people who supply those raw materials suppliers. The raw materials you are getting may be cheap. It may be true that they are cheap, but their quality is of some concern. Is of some concern is just a nice way of saying they are probably not very good quality materials. They are of some concern. They're probably something you need to think about.
Or yeah, you could say cheap, maybe, I'm sorry, their quality is a problem.
Yeah.
That's more direct, right?
Yeah, they couldn't come out and say the quality is horrible. You shouldn't be buying these. No, they just they need to be a little softer there. So, yeah. Yeah, you might think you're saving money by buying those products cheaply, but actually the quality is bad. Remember, you get what you pay for.
True.
You pay more for good quality. That's why I like to pay more for good clothes, so they will last a long time.
Yeah. Also, because it's sometimes hard for you to buy your size here in Taiwan, because Tom's very tall. So here we are going ahead. I wanted to mention, too, sometimes some of our writing is going to be more difficult for our listeners. You could also say, but their quality is a concern. You can also say that. Here in the next sentence, they need additional processing, some of these raw materials, which your facility or factory does on site. So when that raw material comes in, sometimes it's still not in a form that they can use automatically. They'll have to just refine it and make it a little better. So additional means more, extra, in addition to what you already have. Additional, extra, supplementary, added. You could also use that. Processing is when you put it through some sort of method. For example, if we're processing sugar, it might go through several steps from sugar cane to its final form, which is the raw granule sugar. But a process just means it's a series of actions or steps that you have to take in order to have a particular result at the end. So even when they get their raw materials in the factory, they're still not ready to be used immediately. They have to do some more work on them.
That's right. So they get the cheap raw materials, but because they're cheap, they need to process them some more. And this particular company or this facility does that processing right there. On site. It's done on site. It's not done someplace else. However, but if you bought higher quality raw materials, you could cut out this stage and speed up the manufacturing process. So yeah, just to go ahead and pay some more for better quality materials, so when they come into your factory, you don't need to spend time and money on processing them. And if you add things up and do some calculations, you'll discover that you'll actually end up saving money this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is some good advice. If the suppliers they find with the higher quality isn't charging too much, sometimes it makes sense to buy lower quality and do some work on site or in-house, we would also say. So that was one of their recommendations, you know, how they could speed up the manufacturing process. The next thing they're going to talk about is they want to recommend that this company develop and implement a new set of standard operating procedures, SOPs. I think I actually mentioned that in the first program, SOPs. I actually wrote my company's SOP manual. We were a brand new startup firm, so we didn't have any SOPs, so I actually wrote them. So that people following me and those that came later would know how to do things. When you recommend something, you usually have some sort of a background or experience in something so that you can give a suggestion to somebody else that they do. Maybe you're looking for a good restaurant and a friend's been to several in that particular neighborhood you're going to and they want to recommend one of them because they liked it.
Yeah, or maybe Stephanie and I have lived in Taiwan for many years and somebody just got off the plane and, well, we can recommend a place for you to look for an apartment, a place to look for a job and stuff like that because
yeah.
We have this information and you really don't. So, yes, indeed, this particular consultancy firm is giving them some advice, and this is what they recommend. They should have a new set of SOPs, and then you need to explain how each task is performed. And, yes, you could use these in big factories, big companies, or even in a small little neighborhood restaurant. It will all help you improve your efficiency.
Yeah, I think SOPs are essential, even for a really small company, like you said, like a mom and pop grocery store or shop. It's good to know how to do things, and employees come and go. So when a new person comes, I always give them the SOP binder. I had a binder that I kept them in and said, review these or learn about these first. So these SOP standard operating procedures explain how each task is done or performed. And their recommendation, this consulting firm that is, they think that, you know, each SOP should be in the form of a simple checklist. So sometimes when I go to the grocery store, I write a list of things that I want to buy, and then I check them off as I put them in my grocery cart. That is a checklist that they're recommending. So that they go in this, a series of steps. You do one thing first, and then the thing on the bottom of the list is what you should do last. And you go through, and as you do each step, you check it off. Mm. That's a good idea, actually.
It is, and of course, they're going to have these standard operating procedures in companies, especially the airlines, of course, where flight safety is important.
Yeah, okay.
They've got to follow those procedures. Now, furthermore, or in addition, SOPs should not include ambiguous instructions that require employees to make their own decisions. As or because this will inevitably result in different employees taking different actions. That makes sense. You want to avoid ambiguity. Mm. If something is ambiguous or if it has ambiguity, that means things aren't exactly clear. They could be interpreted in many different ways. And again, if you have those procedures and they say, well, you could do it this way or this way, or it doesn't really come out and say exactly how you're supposed to produce the product, then people could have their own opinions rather quickly. And of course, as you know, everybody out there seems to think that they know best, and everybody else is stupid, whereas I am smart. Everybody feels that way.
Yeah, it's true. So what happens if everybody does their own thing? This will inevitably result in different employees taking different actions. Everyone thinks differently, and not everybody's logical. I could say that too. Inevitable, it just means it's unavoidable. It's certain to happen. So inevitable is the adjective form here. It's the adverb form, of course, because we're talking about a verb. It's inevitably going to happen. Now, in the next paragraph, it starts out with a concluding word. We use this word when we're getting to the end of what we want to write. Finally, there are a number of alterations that could be made to the facility. This word alteration is similar to modification. When you alter something, you change it a bit. We often use the verb alter to talk about making our clothes either bigger or smaller. Sometimes you buy maybe a pair of pants that are too long and you want to alter them, which means to make them shorter or longer, whatever you need. They want to make some changes to the facility.
Right. To me, an alteration is just a change but not an improvement, or at least it's, well, how can I say this? You don't really add anything to it. You just change the thing to make it better, whereas a modification may require adding something to it from outside.
Yeah,
but
it could,
still,
yeah.
Basically, modification and alteration are very similar here. So they're saying you could make some changes or have some alterations. These alterations could be made to your factory, to the facility, and these include new machines. Okay, so you could change things there by adding new machines. That would be a modification, as well as reorganizing some of the storage and operating spaces. So you don't need to add storage space. You just need to reorganize the storage space, maybe have different kinds of shelves or something like that, and also the operating spaces where people work. You could change things around. Instead of having the machines going from left to right, maybe have them go forward to backwards or something. That actually might give you some more space to work on other things.
Yeah, how you set up those spaces can be really important. Now, Appendix 1 is a part of the report. The appendix is the last part, and of any sort of report, maybe you have a research paper and you have an appendix. Appendix 1 is some information in the back that details these modifications, their costs, and the projected savings of both time and money over the course of the year. We've talked about modifications already, but let's talk about what projected means. Projected means figures that you are estimating that you'll need in the future. So it's a future estimation or future guess of something. Projected savings, projected costs are also some costs that you sit down and figure out that you may need to pay in the future. Projected means in the future.
Yep, to estimate or forecast about the future, to project. So projected makes that an adjective. So your possible savings in the future with time and money, these could also be enjoyed if you follow these modifications or these procedures. Okay, the projected savings would be great over a year. You can't do it overnight, so you're going to have to do this slowly over time so you don't reduce current efficiency. And here's the final paragraph. It says, please do not hesitate to contact us if you require any clarification. Oh, gee, let's see. I don't know which word I should explain first, Stephanie. Should I explain hesitate or should I explain clarify? I don't know. I'm hesitating here.
Don't hesitate. If you hesitate, you pause. You hold back before going ahead. But they say don't hold back. Give us any question that you have. Call us up. Let us know if we need to make anything clearer. clarification means to make something clearer than it was before. So maybe something was a little unclear, ambiguous. Remember the word ambiguous. So you make something clearer by clarifying it. That's a verb, clarify. So don't hesitate. Let us know if you need us to make anything clearer to you. We thank you for consulting us, and we wish you all the best in the future. And then it probably says, please pay our bill. Now, if you consult with somebody, you go to them and you ask them for their expert advice. Usually these people that you consult with are professional in their field. They have a lot of expertise. They have a lot of experience. They're specialists, so you can consult with someone to get their advice and opinion.
And hopefully this company will continue operations for many years to come. And we certainly hope if you hire a consulting firm for your country, or your company, I should say, you will have equally similar results, and you can keep on operating forever and forever. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. We're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看脱译的文章里头谈到了对话说要怎么样增进生产效率，而且呢，他们有什么样的结论。好，这个顾问公司呢，分析的结果，结论如下。这里首先他就说到了，在这个过程当中哦，已经有很多的分析资料，那他们的建议，如果你真的照做，一定可以增加它的生产效率，而且他还说，这个生产效率可以达到增加到8%。好，我们看两个地方，第一个地方就是说，你注意到了中间有个插入的片语 if followed， 这个 if followed。光是这两个字，其实如果看起来它好像结构上不完整，没有错，这种它就是一种省略的片语，省略过的片语。本来的句子如果要真的讲完整一点，你可能是 if they are followed， 也就是说这些建议如果被遵守，如果大家遵守这个建议的话，但是你不需要再讲一些跟它本身的含义就是有点多了而不需要的字，把它去掉之后就简化成了 if followed， 它是省略的主词，省略的动词，只保留关键字。那这种片语很多哦，像我们平常说有必要的话 if necessary， if possible， 这都是同样情况的一种省略句型。那我们再来看他提到可以增加 8%这个期系词用 by approximately 8%， 这个 by 也很重要。我们说到期系词它并不容易，在英文里面有一些用法是要特别去记的，像 by 它加了一个差异在，就是说你到底差距有多少，这种的差异之前你会用我期系词通常就是 by。 好，接下来下一段呢，当然他说到的建议有哪些，其实往下看看大概有三个大方面。第一个点，也就是说应该要先审核原料的供应商，那当然它里面有一些的解释，不过他注意到说他们的品质目前看起来是很令人担心的。他说到 is of some concern， 我们知道 concern 它基本上就是关心关切，那of some concern 用 of 这个介系词再加一个名词，其实它也是一种修饰语法，就表示有什么样的性质，意思就是说这品质上哦，其实是很令人担心的。好，那后面呢，它当然还有一句它也要注，我们要注意它的句构的，就是下面这一句 they need additional processing逗点 which your facility does on site， 这个 which 我们知道它前面有逗点，这就是一个非限定用法的关系代名词、啊、当然呢这个 which 指的就是 additional processing， 需要那种加工，额外的加工，而这额外加工你们呢是在现场做。好，我们来看这是它第一个点建议上面所说的。那第二点它用的是 next。 好，这也顺便告诉大家，就像在写作文的时候，当你有一个 前后的顺序，第一点、第二点、第三点，这时候呢，你这些 transitional words， 也就是所谓的转折词哦，很重要。像你第一这边就是 first， 第二点还有 next， 那之下还有别的话，哎，它因为刚好只有三点，所以最后一点。你看到下一段它就写一个 finally， 好，这样的程序上就会非常的清楚，你文章的架构上就可以一目了然。好，我们现在再回头来看第二点的 next， 它说到的就是应该要发展然后实施一套 SOP。 什么叫 SOP？ 这个词汇其实大家常常听到，也就是中文说标准作业程序。那这个标准作业程序三个字的 S 指的就是 standard， 那 O 就是 operating， P 就是 procedure， 所以说起来这三个字也蛮常见的咯。那我们知道 SOP 就是按照它的指示去做标准流程，那这样子的做法就不会因人而异，这也就是他这边的第二点建议。好，再来我们来看下面最后一点要做的第三个建议，就是他说对厂区可以有一些的改变。那这种种的改变呢，包括了机器啦，还有包括你的储存空间、作业场所。然后呢，他说在后面有一个 appendix 1，也就是附录一里头会详述详细的说明。那我们再来看一下这个详细说明，这个动词它用的是 detail。 detail 我们知道比较常见的是把它拿来当名词用啊，片语就像 in detail， explain something to somebody in detail， 仔细的说。但是这个地方的 detail 它是拿来当动词用，也就是这个点，这个东西，这个 appendix 1它会仔细说明。 OK， 我们今天呢所有这边 TOEIC 文章的解释就到这里结束，我们下次见。
So as usual, we're back. We have two discussion questions. Tom, I'll ask you the first one. How could you become more efficient in your school or work life? You probably want to talk about your work life because you're not in school.
Yeah, I wish I were in school.
I know, that was fun.
But in any case, work, that's hard to say sometimes, I suppose. One way I could become more efficient would be to wait for my daughter to get out of high school or whatever, so you know, she can be more independent and I can be more efficient in my work life and not do so many family things and stuff like that. Or I could improve transportation, maybe get a new motorcycle or a car or something, buy a parking space. There are various ways to do this. I don't know. It's really hard sometimes when you're working all the time and you just don't have time to make these modifications. Maybe I should hire a personal consultant.
Those consulting firms are really expensive. But, Mia, maybe you could hire someone who's very efficient in your life to take a look at what you do. I know I could be more efficient by working on things that I need to edit or to write, by turning off my I can't turn off my computer, I'm using it, but to stop listening to programs. Sometimes I'll watch cooking shows while I'm writing.
I think everybody's guilty of this. Multitasking,
yeah.
You got your smartphone in one hand and your work is in your left hand.
Yeah.
And it's hard to juggle all that kind of stuff.
I think we could all turn off our phones. That would help everyone.
That's really hard to do. Nobody wants to miss any posts by other people.
Yeah.
They'll feel left behind.
So here's the next question. Have you ever visited any kind of factory?
Have I visited any kind of factory?
I have. I can talk about
that.
Yeah,
I want you to talk about that.
Yeah, I used to work for Mitsubishi. It's a Japanese company, but oddly enough, they owned a company that made apple chips. They're like potato chips made out of apples. And we went up to Washington to see the factory and how they were made. It was fascinating. Of course, you have to be very careful. It's easy to hurt yourself in those factories.
Yeah, you got to wear a hard hat.
That's right. We also had to put something on our hair, you know, so hair didn't get into the apple chips.
Hairnet or something like that?
It's fascinating, but it's very interesting and they use very large machines. So it's kind of cool. I think we're out of time, Tom. We better wrap it up. We're really really glad you joined us, and we hope you learned a little bit more about some of these important terms. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.